You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, I want to throw something at you and see if you would have reacted the same way I did, or if I am, as my wife said, ridiculous.
Okay, hit me.
So we're sitting in the, I'm sitting in the kitchen. I'm sitting at the island yesterday afternoon. I was at 5 or 5:30. Gretchen was doing something, making something there in the kitchen. I had my laptop and I was just going through doing some stuff, working on some things. And I don't know, the conversation back and forth, I'm mostly focused on my laptop, but we're still chatting. And something comes up about, I don't know, some movie or show or something. And she mentions somebody who's in the show. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the name now, probably because I have blocked this out of my memory. And I said, I don't know who that is. And she goes, he's hot. He's a good looking guy. I said, okay. So I had my laptop right there. I said, let me see him. So I said, tell me his name again. So I went to Google. I Googled in his name, pulled him up. And I looked at it, and then I turned my head. I said, this can't be right. So I went back to the search thing, and I looked for a different image of this guy. And I pulled up the actual images, and it showed basically thumbnails of, I don't know, 30, 40 different shots of this guy. And in every single one of them, I thought he was one of the more unattractive guys I've ever seen.
I wish you'd remembered who he was.
You know what? I'm afraid to now because I don't want to libel the poor guy.
Screech from Saved by the Bell.
No. Man, you know me. You've worked with me long enough to know that.
Secure. You're fine.
No problem in saying so-and-so's a good-looking guy.
We're both like that. I'm like, yep, that guy's good-looking. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll call him out.
You know, and Gretch is one of those who loves both of the Ryans dearly. She thinks both Gosling and Reynolds are studly, and they are. And I have to say, those are two really good-looking guys. But I'm looking at this guy, and I'm saying, Gretch, he's kind of hideous. She goes, no, he's not. He's really good-looking. And I said, well, give me another one. And she gave me another name. And I looked him up. Not as bad, but still not an attractive guy. And so I just kind of put my hands down on the island. I looked at her, and I said, this doesn't say much about me.
Right.
To which she was like, what are you talking about?
And I said, you're ugly.
If you are allegedly attracted to me and you think these guys are attractive, ergo, I must be a hideous looking guy.
You are the dude from Goonies. Yeah, you're Sloth.
She goes, this has nothing to do with you. And I said, well, kind of it does.
Well, it's like the whole Pete Davidson thing where everybody's finding him attractive and we were like, why? You know, so there has to be other things with these guys, whether the movies they were in or something they do on the side for charity or something. There has to be more than just looks, right? Did she go into further detail as to why
she
likes
them? No, they're good-looking guys.
They're just hot. That's all she said. Flat out, they're
hot. She didn't say I'm attracted to their generosity or their philanthropism. Mm-hmm. She goes, I'm just their good-looking
guys. Straight up hot. Oh, I got to know the names.
So do you understand what I'm saying? That if she equates them with good-looking and she said she's attracted to me, if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C.
No, then you just got to get yourself in the mindset of, wow, she really married up then. That's exactly where I would go.
Like,
you just scored the jackpot with me. If you like these ugly dudes.
I should have said, you poor thing, I rescued you from a life
right,
of misery.
Exactly. Yeah.
With a hideous looking man.
Put a spin on it, man. Be like,
well, okay. Okay, so listen, I'm not trying to be mean here. Okay, and I am not saying, I don't put myself in the category of, you know, hot guy. I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I will say I have seen a couple of the guys that she went out with back when she was single.
Yeah.
And
you do feel like she married up.
I do, because, look, she's a beautiful
woman.
She could have had anybody because she's a beautiful woman. And I'm looking at some of the guys that she went out with, and I was like,
what did you see in that guy?
What? That's my question.
What did you see in him?
How many of our listeners are in this same boat where they look at who their current partner used to be with and they wonder if it's somehow commentary on them?
It's the whole, it was a different time, you know, maybe you just were looking for companionship. It was the you'll do mentality, you know.
You know, it was so funny. She goes, this has nothing to do with you. And I said, this, babe, this has everything to do with me. Because this is commentary on what you're attracted to.
You have a type.
And I'm in that Venn diagram.
Yeah, you're in the type, buddy. Aw, poor ugly Dom.
You gotta tie a bone around my neck to get the dog to play with me, that kind of thing.
Oh, poor buddy. Find out who it was, though. I want to look these guys up. Find out
but
the
I
two
don't,
names.
I will. I most definitely will. I'll text her in a bit.
We're all curious. We all want to know.
And I'll say, who were those guys again? Because I, like I said,
because I want to look at them. I want to be Judgy Judgerton with these guys. See what they're looking like.
We are not going to post it, and we are not going to say on the air, but I will find out for you.
Please.
And you can take a look yourself.
Thank you.